our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Mick, great to have a chat to you, and we've got so much to talk about. We'll kick it off with harness racing before we get to the gallops and the horse of the year, because the Inter Dominion, there's nothing like the Inter Dominion, and we've had two rounds of heats, and one man has absolutely dominated, as you declared, Luke McCarthy. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm well, probably not as well as Luke McCarthy. He's going to join us very shortly on the show, because there's been six Inter Dominion pacing heats so far, Michael. There was three at Menangle last Saturday and three last night at Bathurst. And I shouldn't laugh, but Luke and Belinda McCarthy have won five of the heats and they got beaten in nose in the other one. It's a domination that comes down to a couple of things. One of the things is it's not a particularly strong series, but Luke and Belinda leave no stone unturned. They try a variety of things with their horses. They understand open class racing. Obviously, Luke's the best driver in New South Wales and one of the best drivers in the Southern Hemisphere. Everything is stacked up beautifully for them in the series, and they are handling their horses well. Last night, they had tricky draws. Luke was patient the first 400, then dominant after that. It was a lot of fun to watch. Be interesting to get his thoughts on who is the top dog, because tab.com.au say the top dog is King of Swing, but Expensive Ego is breathing down his throat for the final, which is in 9 days' time, Michael. We get back to Menangle, but first we pop into the Hunter to Newcastle on Sunday for the last round of
action. You mentioned those two, and they were the dominators last night. Let's have a listen to those performances, and we'll introduce Luke.
Here comes the King on the outside. King of Swing given full bore. Goes up to Bonsell Benjamin. They're having a great two-horse war. Leaders Max Delight, King of Swing and Bonsell Benjamin. King of Swing dives, gets up. The champ's home. It's a clean sweep for the McCarthys. I reckon King of Swing has grabbed Bonsell Benjamin in the shadows. Triple Eight looks to be the only threat. And then came the Black Prince there, clear of the rest. But it's Expensive Ego below the 100-metre mark. Still about 6 metres in front. Trying hard, Triple Eight. But it's Expensive Ego, thus far undefeated, and Expensive Ego goes home to beat in second, Posse Triple.
Well, as Mick said, they have absolutely dominated the Inter Dominion Pacers heats, winning five of the six, and King of Swing, $2.30 favourite, Expensive Ego, $2.70. I wonder who Luke's going to drive in the final and who he thinks is the best chance, because after last night and a track record performance, a lot of people are now maybe saying Expensive Ego is the horse to beat. And Luke McCarthy joins us this morning. Luke, congratulations on so far what has been an absolutely phenomenal Inter Dominion series.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. And no, thanks very much. It's a huge thrill.
All right, Luke, let's get to Expensive Ego first. And thank you for joining us this morning, mate, because we know you have to travel back to Menangle. He was amazing last night, and he seems more comfortable in his gait. He seems very big and bold at the moment and happy. Is he maybe even a better horse than the horse we saw running second in the Miracle Mile back in March?
Oh, you'd like to sort of hope and think that he would be. Mickey's, you know, he's just almost a year on, and just sort of a little bit more seasoned. He had a trip to Melbourne on the APG, and then another Triple A to Brisbane, and just all them little breaks and that. He's just sort of coming into his own now. Essentially, he's four, but essentially on the old season, he's five. So, he'd like to sort of hope as a 5, 6, and 7-year-old would be, the peak of his career.
Luke, a lot of the great trainers talk about their better horses getting into that zone where they feel comfortable and happy and their bodies are good, and the horse just runs through brick walls because they're so confident. Is that somewhere like Expensive Ego's out at the moment?
Oh, for sure. Look, he's a great horse, Nicky. He's progressively just continued to get better. His Chariot Fire run was massive. And then to come out and run second in the Miracle Mile, and then, obviously then he's had all that time in between with Bells and whatever. So he's just getting more seasoned. Look, healthy, sound, he couldn't be going any better.
the other big name for you and Belinda in this series, and you've got four, but the two big, big ones, the other one's King of Swing. He had more of a fight last night. Did either horse feel more impressive or better to you last night? Because to the eye, they were vastly different performances because one got the lead and the other had to depart.
Well, look, they both felt on par, I would say. I was wrapped with both of them. Ego was super, like, great time. I do think King was still probably almost the run of the night. You know, like, I was barrier eight, four wide, three wide, parked to the breeze, 26, still parked. You know, they kept running. Whereas Ego got carted to the chair, and then as soon as I got outside him, he sort of went bang straight to the fence, which makes a huge difference. So, look, they both went great. I thought King was amazing, especially second up in 8 weeks. Yeah, and he's just pulled up super, so he'll thrive on them sort of runs.
For any normal stable, Luke, that would be a massive night at the office, but not for you and Belinda, because you quit out of the other heat. Ultra Orlando, early burn, led, but Spirit of St. Louis, who seems a lot happier when he doesn't have to burn early, was massive over the last lap. Were you surprised he could sit three wide and still win, Luke?
A little bit. Look, I was wrapped with his run on Saturday. Like, he was first up in, I think it was 4 or 5 weeks, and line-up just took that little bit of sting out of him on the turn and knocked him through and beat him in the nose. So, like, how do you won that heat? You go, oh, well, he's burned early and he's a good leader, but, you know, that run tightened him up. Last night I had no option but to sort of just slot in anyway, and then when they jammed up in that second quarter, I figured, you know, I looked up Ignatius as 1-1. Balraj is in front of me. I'm 4 back. If I wait and wait till late, I'm going to get shoved 7 wide. So when they weren't going quick, I thought I'll just pop up here and get outside them and then hope they don't go too quick up the back, control the tempo. And, yeah, he sprinted super.
All right, Luke, everybody has the same question, so I'm going to ask it to you, and I'm not sure how you're going to answer it. We get through Newcastle on Sunday night. We head to Menangle next week for the final. For the RSN listeners, can you try and rank, providing they're all healthy, providing they have relatively neutral barrier draws so no one gets a big advantage, can you rank your and Belinda's four chances in the order you see them at the moment?
Well, I think being diplomatic, it's hard to put Sting and Ego next. Like, they're both great horses and they're so strong, and, you know, the market suggests that. So I'm not going to split them two, but then I'd have Lewis at third and Alter at fourth.
Okay. You've indicated you're going to be driving King of Swing. Is that because of loyalty for what he's done for you on the Grand Circuit? Is there a particular reason you would be driving him in the final? And in fact, is that still certain to happen?
Yeah, look, I'd always suggested that Nick right along, and yeah, like you said, a loyalty thing, and I love the horse. He's a great horse, and, you know, he's been in the stable longer than Ego, essentially, and, you know, I'd just always, like, I'd sort of indicated that I would like to drive him, and Dave Moran drove Expensive Ego so well in the Miracle Mile, he knows him, and he's looking forward to getting back on him.
Mate, the final's over 3,000 metres. Obviously, King of Swing has won 2 Miracle Miles, so people may think he's a great sprinter, but of course he's also won a Blacks a Fake and he's won a Hunter Cup. We haven't seen Expensive Ego over the long distances. Which horse do you think will be better suited by 3,009 metres in the final?
Oh, same again, Nick. It's hard to split them. Like, you know what it's like to be a good miler, to run that flat out the whole way. You've got to be a good stayer. Like, you see a lot of them horses in America there. You know, they're great stayers because they can just hold that seat for so long. Ego will thrive on the 2 mile, and King's proven at the distance. So I think both of them will actually love it.
Luke, you mentioned the fact you'll be driving King of Swing, all things being equal. David Moran will drive Expensive Ego. I presume Jack Callaghan will drive Ultra Orlando, as he has throughout the series. Do you have a driver in mind for Spirit of St. Louis?
Yeah, my dad, John's going to drive him, Nick. He'd been driving him in his last few runs leading into the series, and he's got to know him well, and he's looking forward to driving.
been a tricky series, Luke, from the point of view of transport. You started at home base at Menangle. You then went to Bathurst, a place you know well. How does it work the next couple of days? What do you do regards to A, transport, B, what do you do with the horses, whether it's swimming or walking or actually putting the hopples on them between now and Sunday for Newcastle? And do you expect after Sunday that they will be tired after what's been quite a busy week?
It's probably like you'll let the horses do the talking and know on Monday. But look, they've all pulled up really good. They've all gone in the water walker this morning. They're all out in the paddock now. Tomorrow they can just go on the treadmill, have a walk, and they'll swim and water walk and go to the paddocks again. Some pretty basic, just if they don't need to go on the track, we'll just keep them nice and fresh and sound, and they should come through the runs good.
So Luke, it wouldn't be a case that they may not be inside the sulky shafts between last night and Sunday?
No, they won't need to, Mick. We've got the swim here and the water walker and walkers and treadmills, so they don't need to go on the track between them, close back up, and especially with all the travelling. Just keep them fresh and mentally well, and I think they'll go good.
I'm interested, Luke, in your views on taking the series to Bathurst. Bathurst is a place you've spent a lot of time in. It's a place you like. It would have been a lot easier for you last night for these heats to be at Menangle. What was the atmosphere like? And do you think it's the right thing to do for the series and the horses, or would you like to have seen it stay at one track?
Well, I'll be honest. Like, we sort of showed, like, their travel is just the issue we had with it, but I think it's fantastic to showcase all the good horses at Bathurst and the Newcastle and the country tracks. And I actually love Bathurst's track. I like driving there, and they built it well. And yeah, so it was a really enjoyable night, and it was a really good crowd.
Boys, fascinating chat. I could listen to you, Luke, all day with the domination of this Inter-Dominion series. So it's begun. Better than anyone could imagine. I hope it continues, especially in the final, and I can't wait to see. Maybe we could have a full clean sweep, the first four in the Inter-Dominion. We don't want to go off too early, Luke, but it is certainly looking a chance. Well done so far. Good luck for the rest of the series.
Thanks very much, guys.
Mick, we're out of time, but just quickly, congratulations to the Probabil Camp New Zealand Horse of the Year, which, unsurprising.
It is. Great form in Australia. Obviously, she beat Zaki in a wonderful Underwood, so she won the Horse of the Year, a quite neutered Horse of the Year, obviously, because of COVID restrictions. But from tomorrow, Michael, New Zealand opens back up. We are out of alert levels. You can go to pubs. You can go wherever you want. You can go to the racetrack. But every single person who goes to the racetrack as a customer from tomorrow, Michael, has to be double vaccinated. If you are not double vaccinated, you will never go to a racetrack again in New Zealand in the foreseeable future, Michael. So huge ruling by all three codes. No double jab, no racing from you. That starts tomorrow in New Zealand.
Leave us with a quick winner.
Feel done out for the Inter-Dominions yet. So, look, I'm reluctant to dive in yet, Michael, but I tell you what, if you boys get some time on Saturday or Sunday, you just ring the number and I'll do my best.
Saturday morning. Lock it in, Mick. We'll have a chat to you then. Good on you, Mick.
Cheers, brother.